Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 12th installment on the Jewish experience in Egypt. Again, forgive the fast forward, but I'm assuming we all are plugged into the story. Moving ahead, the plague of the firstborn happens. Paro says to Moshe that the Jews should go. They go. And we have at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, chapter 13, verse 17, that they had been sent out, v'lo nacham Elokim derech eretz plishtim, ki karovu, that God did not lead them along the path of the land of the plishtim because it was close, or despite the fact that it was close. Different ways to read the pasuk. Ki amar Elokim pen yinachem ha'am b'rosam milchama v'shavu mitzrayma, because God said maybe the nation will change their mind when they see war and they'll turn right back around. So why exactly did God not lead them on the more direct path into the desert? So Rashi explains the reason is because it was the more direct path. It was the easiest path. And therefore, if they were to take that path, the moment they had a challenge, they could just turn around and go right back to Egypt. And God didn't want to make it that easy for them to turn around. Again, it's so striking to think about. Yes, these people had experienced great, great things, but it's frightening and it's scary. And they're just wandering into a desert, not knowing how they're going to eat tonight or the next day. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. That's what Rashi says. The Ramban says something else. The Ramban says, logically, God would have led them on the easier path. But the reason he didn't was not because it was the easier path. Rather, there was a concern that if they would go through the land of the Plishtim, it would be very likely that they would have a fear of the Plishtim waging war with them. And since it would be likely they would have a fear of the Plishtim waging war with them, God didn't want them to have that challenge at that moment. And therefore, despite the fact that it theoretically would have been made more sense to go on the easier route, the more direct route, he took them on the more circuitous route so that they not go through the land of the Plishtim and be intimidated by the possibility of battle. There's a very strong lesson here about challenges and challenges that we encounter in life. That clearly, part of the Jewish experience in the desert was to challenge them, was the strength of their belief in God, because they had so little and God took care of them. And yet God didn't want to challenge them in a way that would set them up for failure. This is an idea spoken about in many contexts of Chumash, but just maybe worthwhile to reflect on it at the Seder. Wow, he put them through a lot, but he put them through a lot that they could do. So it's a worthwhile thing to think about. Along those lines, you have in the very next verse, "Vachamushim alu v'nei Yisrael mi'aretz Mitzrayim." The standard pshat in that phrase is that the Jewish people left Egypt armed. We referred earlier to the series of the famous Medrash that only one in five Jews left Egypt. That's related to this phrase, "Vachamushim," as in chamesh, one in five. But the standard pshat in the pasuk is they left Egypt armed. And the Sforno says, the reason it says in the pasuk that they left Egypt armed is to show us that even though they were armed, God was still concerned to put them in a situation of military confrontation. Because despite the fact that they had what with what to defend themselves, God was concerned that they would turn around. So it's interesting. It's interesting to think about what must have been going through these people's minds. And it's interesting in our own lives to reflect on the fact that really, 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 when God provides us challenges, there's a tremendous amount of thought and reflection on God's part as to what we can actually handle. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.